Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Margot. This is Wednesday, December the 12th, 2018, and I hope everyone is doing well tonight and that you're having a good week. And tonight I'm going to share a book from the Apocrypha, which is part of the books that were not published from the Bible. This is called The Wisdom of Jesus, the Son of Sirach, or Ecclesiasticus. And the prologue is made by an unknown author. This Jesus was the son of Sirach and grandchild to Jesus of the same name with him. This man therefore lived in the latter times after the people had been led away captive and called home again, and almost after all the prophets. Now his grandfather Jesus, as he himself witnessed, was a man of great diligence and wisdom among the Hebrews, who did not only gather the grave and short sentences of wise men that had been before him, but himself also uttered some of his own, full of much understanding and wisdom. When is therefore the first Jesus died, leaving this book almost perfected, Sirach his son, receiving it after him, left it to his own son Jesus, who, having gotten it into his hands, compiled it all orderly into one volume and called it Wisdom, intituling it both by his own name, his father's name, and his grandfather's, alluring the hearer by the very name of wisdom to have a greater love to the study of this book. It containeth therefore wise sayings, dark sentences and parables, and certain particular ancient godly stories of men that pleased God, also his prayer and song. Moreover, what benefits God has vouchsafed his people, and what plagues he had heaped upon their enemies. This Jesus did imitate Solomon, and was no less famous for wisdom and learning, both being indeed a man of great learning, and so reputed also. The Prologue of the Wisdom of Jesus, the Son of Sirach. Whereas many and great things have been delivered upon us by the law and the prophets, and by others that have followed their steps, for the which things Israel ought to be commended for learning and wisdom, and wherefore not only the readers must needs become skillful themselves, but also they that desire to learn to be able to profit them which are without, both by speaking and writing. My grandfather Jesus, when he had much given himself to the reading of the law and the prophets and other books of our fathers, and had gotten therein good judgment, was drawn on himself also to write something pertaining to learning and wisdom, to the intent that those which are desirous to learn and are addicted to these things might profit much more in living according to the law. Wherefore, let me entreat you to read it with favor and attention, and to pardon us, wherein we may seem to come short of some words which we have labored to interpret. For the same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. And not only these things, but the law itself and the prophets and the rest of the books have no small difference when they are spoken in their own language. For in the 38th year coming into Egypt, when Euergetes was king, and continuing there some time, I found a book of no small learning, Therefore, I thought it most necessary for me to bestow some diligence and travail to interpret it, using great watchfulness and skill in that space to bring the book to an end and set it forth for them also, which in a strange country are willing to learn, being prepared before in manners to live after the law. And now it begins. All wisdom cometh from the Lord, and is with him forever. Who can number the sand of the sea, and the drops of rain, and the days of eternity? Who can find out the height of heaven, and the breadth of the earth, and the deep in wisdom? Wisdom hath been created before all things, and the understanding of prudence from everlasting. The word of God Most High is the fountain of wisdom, and her ways are everlasting commandments. To whom hath the root of wisdom been revealed, and who hath known her wise counsels? Unto whom hath the knowledge of wisdom been made manifest, and who hath understood her great experience? There is one wise and greatly to be feared, the Lord sitting upon his throne. He created her and saw her and numbered her and poured her out upon all his works. She is with all flesh according to his gift, and he hath given her to them that love him. The fear of the Lord is honor and glory and gladness and a crown of rejoicing. The fear of the Lord maketh a merry heart and giveth joy and gladness and a long life. Whoso feareth the Lord, it shall go well with him at the last, and he shall find favor in the day of his death. To fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and it was created with the faithful in the womb. She hath built an everlasting foundation with men, and she shall continue with their seed. To fear the Lord is fullness of wisdom, and filleth men with her fruits. She filleth all their house with things desirable, and the garners with her increase. The fear of the Lord is a crown of wisdom, making peace and perfect health to flourish, both which are the gifts of God, and it enlargeth their rejoicing that love him. Wisdom raineth down skill and knowledge of understanding, and exalteth them to honor that hold her fast. The root of wisdom is to fear the Lord, and the branches thereof are long life. The fear of the Lord driveth away sins, and where it is present, it turneth away wrath. A furious man cannot be justified, for the sway of his fury shall be his destruction. A patient man will tear for a time, and afterward joy shall spring up unto him. He will hide his words for a time, and the lips of many shall declare his wisdom. The parables of knowledge are in the treasures of wisdom, but godliness is an abomination to a sinner. If thou desire wisdom, keep the commandments, and the Lord shall give her unto thee. For the fear of the Lord is wisdom and instruction, and faith and meekness are his delight. Distrust not the fear of the Lord when thou art poor, and come not unto him with a double heart. Be not an hypocrite in the sight of men, and take good heed what thou speakest. Exalt not thyself, lest thou fall, and bring dishonor upon thy soul. And so God discover thy secrets, and cast thee down in the midst of the congregation, because thou camest not in truth to the fear of the Lord, but thy heart is full of deceit. So that's the first chapter in this book. I like it, and I will leave links below as to where I found this so that other people can read it too. This is ebible.org. So I wish everyone well. I do believe that we are in the end times and that time is very short. No one knows the day or the hour. But if we become quiet and go within and ask for God and Jesus to help us to get connected, they'll come. Once you ask, they come. But you have to ask. And it's the only way to be guaranteed of life everlasting and a way out of this world that we're living in, which is Satan's domain. No one knows the day or the hour. Will you be ready? I love you. God bless everyone. And I'd like to say a prayer. I have 3 minutes left on this short recording. Dear Father God, we come tonight asking for wisdom and discernment and your guidance in these end times, in these darkest times that are coming. Many people are going to be falling and becoming weak, and they will not have the faith to go on. And we're asking that you come and lift them up. And if they are of the eyes to see and the ears to hear, and their hearts are open, then you're able to help them and reach out your hand, and they take your hand and they're lifted up. And we know that there are a lot of people who will not reach out. And we know that we're in the dividing times, and many will fall away. And it's time for people to make their choice before it's too late. And I think it is almost too late for most people. But we do ask that you show yourself to those who are asking and who are calling out for you to come and be with them. And Lord Jesus, that you come and be with them and give them the peace beyond all understanding. And we thank you for your continued protection and your continued guidance. And until it's time for us to go, just give us the strength to be here and to be the light and to spread your word and to spread your light and your love. All of these things we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So until next time, everyone, go in peace and God bless you, and I'll talk to you real soon. Good night.